Hey, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the kitchen and welcome to the podcast. It's taking me a while to get used to talking to you guys again. So if the shows come in a little late, please forgive me. But I'm enjoying the groove. I'm enjoying this habit of recording the shows now, and it's challenging because my sleep patterns have changed. It's also challenging because I'm a little rusty, because there was a period of time I was doing this every night. But yeah, I think it's totally possible to get back into the groove. Excuse me, burpee. Actually, I'm supposed to take my medication for my gastro. Anyway, I'm in the kitchen again. I'm trying this experiment where I'm hanging this bunch of towels across. Well, actually, it's laundry, lah. But I shifted it in a way that was perpendicular to the usual direction, so that I can maybe provide some kind of sound dampening from the fridge. It's just me. I don't think you guys can hear it very loudly, but I'm totally bothered by it, and the lights in the kitchen just went out. Give me a second. I'll explain why they go out. Let me see, where's my... Okay. So, I have smart bulbs in the house. I've been experimenting with the Philips Hue system. And I've set it up such that there's a kitchen lamp that has a smart bulb attached. And then in the living room, there's a sensor, a motion sensor that detects motion. And between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning, that motion sensor, if it detects motion in the living room, it will turn on the living room lights. There's a couple of lamps that are smart. And then there's a lamp in the kitchen that's also smart. And that provides enough light for somebody who wants to go to the toilet without having to, like, turn on lights. So that was my automation I set up. I'm very proud of it, okay? Unfortunately, we are all late night dwellers, owls in this family. And instead of, going to bed, we tend to walk around in the living room, and it triggers the motion sensor, so it turns on the lights that I've set, and then 2 minutes later it's supposed to turn it off. Now, if you're planning to stay up, you don't want this to happen because you want the light to stay on. Like now I'm in the kitchen, this kitchen light should not turn off, but it was triggered just now by Joy's motion. She went to the toilet and then the light followed the automation that I set up. So, okay, 2 minutes later, turn it off. So that's why I was talking in darkness just now. Yeah, lah, too smart, lah, I know. Too smart for my own good. I'm still refining it. I think I'll get it right. But this is a fun thing for me. I enjoy setting up the smart lights and making them do interesting things. This is just a very basic automation that I've got HomeKit to do on my iPhone. But yeah, I'm just experimenting. It's kind of nice to be able to just tell your lights to turn on and turn off, or press a button on your Apple Watch and give a command and then everything goes off or goes on. I mean, it's very Star Trek-y, I don't think it's absolutely necessary. It's nice, to have. Sometimes I come home with a lot of groceries. My hands are totally occupied, and it's kind of like 5-ish, and the lights should be on. I like just telling my lights to turn on. I think that's like the one of the few things I totally think it's cool. Yes, I can put down my groceries and reach for a button somewhere, but it's just nice to walk home and say, turn on the lights in the living room. Yeah. One time, I said, turn on the living room. And because my Apple TV is also part of the living room, the lights turned on, the TV turned on and started blasting what I was playing the last time. I think it was some YouTube video. I think it was a Blackpink music video that Joy was watching on the living room TV. And I had to scramble to turn it off, and I couldn't find the remote control. You know, Apple TV remote controls, the older ones, are almost impossible to find sometimes. They always get lost in the sofa. So it was very late at night. It was like 2 a.m. or something. And I had commanded the living room lights to turn on. But instead of saying, turn on the living room lights, I said, turn on the living room. And then everything lit up, including the Apple TV. So what, blasting YouTube, Blackpink, the K-pop group. And I didn't want to wake everybody up in the house, so I had to find the remote control. I was scrambling over the place. Can you imagine? So yeah, the commands you give to your smart home have to be fairly specific. I didn't realize that was, you know, going to make the Apple TV turn on. I think the same thing will happen in my bedroom. So my master bedroom has an Apple TV as well as a smart lamp. And if I say turn on the master bedroom, I think everything will turn on. Yeah. I'm still experimenting. I kind of hope to be able to control the air conditioner as well. I'm told that you need to kind of get a IR blaster, you know, infrared remote thingy, or you would basically buy an air conditioner that supports Wi-Fi. I don't know. I don't think there are that many. So that one, I'm quite keen, so that I don't have to get out of bed to turn off the air conditioning. You know what I mean? Just like lie in bed and then tell the air conditioner to turn on. Yeah, that'll be nice. Or before I get home, and I want to cool the room, I can say turn on the master bedroom air conditioner so that I can walk home to a cold house. That is something I thought might be quite cool. So far, I don't use the multicolor features. I mean, like, my bulbs can do it. I have a couple of bulbs that can do, like, you know, millions of colors. But, like, why? Why would you tell your living room lights to turn pink? I mean, unless, you know, you're celebrating some kind of birthday, or why would you make them turn red unless you want people to think that your house is a brothel operating out of an HDB flat, right? So for me, it's just the two shades, right? The white light and the yellow light, right? The warm, the cold, the regular cold light and the warm light. That kind of setting would be enough for me, but some of my bulbs came with 16 million colors or something. Who uses that? I don't know. It's kind of, well, make my room blue. It's kind of weird. So yeah, overkill sometimes. Joy just went to bed. She's had a long day. She's working at a restaurant, as some of you might know. So this is her. She does a closing shift today and tomorrow, I think, as well. So she's had to adjust to a working life. She's on her feet all day. I'm very proud of her, truth be told. I'm happy she found a job by herself, and she's actually still at it. She hasn't, like, you know, complained about the difficulty and the hardship and asking to quit. No, she's still at it, and I'm very proud of her for that. The money is pretty good. I think it's like $9 an hour, which is pretty decent. And she's working hard, you know. And I think she deserves whatever they pay her. I did encourage her to save half of it. So far, she's very obedient. I've put aside the money for her so that, you know, it's like not spent. It's a habit I'm trying to inculcate in my two younger ones. Faith, of course, we save on her behalf because, you know, she's, even though she's 20 years old, she's very seriously autistic, so she's not going to be working for any time soon or ever. But yeah, the two younger ones, we're trying to kind of instill a sense of you know, prudence with finances, with money, which I think is something that we don't do enough. It seems like society wants you to spend as much as possible, to spend as quickly as possible, and even spend money you don't have. I've been there, I've done that, and it's not pretty. And I'm hoping my children do not have to learn the hard way, right? There are plans now where you can pay by credit card in installments. I know that's been around for a while, but paying later is a thing now with all the new digital e-banking wallet stuff. And I am not entirely supportive of these things, right? Because it encourages you to spend money you don't have. I mean, yeah, you can argue that, oh, it's a way of managing your own money and all that stuff. Yeah, sure. But I think most people will not see it as a financial tool. They'll probably just see it as, you know, instant gratification and buying things that you can't afford now and then paying for it later. It's a surefire way of getting into debt, I think. And I'm trying to teach my children not to go down that path, right? Delayed gratification is something, again, I think we don't teach enough, right? Doing something that doesn't give you instant satisfaction, right? Saving up for something that you want, for example, that seems like an alien concept now, right? Everyone says, oh, don't worry, you know, we'll pay it off later, you know. I disagree. I think it just sets you up for all kinds of problems, right? I think many people got caught out during the pandemic. We're still in the pandemic, but that, you know, 2020, when things came to a screeching halt, people lost their jobs and all that. I think it might have been a wake-up call for some people who were, you know, up to their eyeballs in loans and debt and mortgages and the credit card, unsecured debt. That stuff is just terrible if you suddenly lose your job and you don't have any backup savings. I mean, that's why I'm worried. And, you know, people used to tell you, oh yeah, won't happen one lah. Well, there you go, right? In our lifetimes, this happened. We are on track to recover. Singapore is supposed to be recovering this year with growth prospects and all that. But, you know, in that 1 or 2 years when things went topsy-turvy, I think there were many people who felt panicky, right? So hopefully no big damage is done, but certainly I think my children would benefit from learning to put aside their money. I am told up to 6 times your salary should be in your savings. I didn't used to have that in the past. I understand the principle now. Yeah, not something that everyone can do too, I think, yes. Some people do live from paycheck to paycheck and may not be able to save due to circumstances, but still, I think it's something to work towards, I feel. Yeah. I'm trying to ease into 2022. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around the fact that it's 2022, okay? It's alien feeling, right? It's an alien feeling. I keep thinking we are still in 2020, to be honest. So when 2021 was rolling around, it felt surreal. I just kind of living in this limbo time in my mind. And then 2022 crept up on us. I remember talking to my, you know, to Faith's caregiver, and I said to Auntie, do you know that tomorrow's New Year's Day? That was New Year's Eve. She looked at me and was like, really? Oh my God. Yeah. Just like that. 2022, man. Huh? Huh? If you were, I don't know, if you were a teenager when COVID started, maybe you were 18, right? When the pandemic hit, this year you'd be 20 years old. Think about it. One moment you're in school, and then now maybe you're going to work, or you're going to serve the army, or you're going to university. It's like 2 years has just gone by. Or if you started work in 2020, early 2020, right? It could be entirely possible 2 years on, you haven't met your colleagues in face-to-face meetings yet, right? It's totally possible, right? If you had been working from home from the get-go, and then you started work, and it's like, okay, your employer says everybody has to work from home, and this carries on for 2 years. This year they announced 50% can go back to the office, and who knows, you could be seeing or meeting your colleagues in person for the first time. How bizarre, huh? Yeah, that's just weird. And what about babies? What about babies born in the year 2020? You know, 2 years old now, right? And everybody's wearing a mask. Has that baby seen somebody outside its immediate family? You know, actual faces. It boggles the mind. Right? We expected this pandemic to stop after 2 months or something, right? Like SARS, and it'll be over in 6 months maybe. But man, it's soldiering on. It's Omicron now, and then recently I heard there was another variant that came up. Oh my gosh. It's like a never-ending nightmare. Huh? So there you go. One day, I hope, I mean, as I record these podcasts, you know, audio entries, if you want to call them that, and I do them for a reason. It's also for my own record, right? To have a record of my life. We're going to listen to some of these older episodes and go like, what was going on back then, right? Somebody else might be listening. What is Brown talking about in this podcast? You know, in this day and age, what was he talking about? A pandemic? You know, what was he talking about? Mask wearing and safe distancing. This is the reason I do this show. I mean, I don't even know how many people listen to the show. I'm sure there's... I'm very thankful for the loyal following, and some of you have made yourself heard in the last few months that I took a break from the show. And I know it's not going to be in, you know, 50,000 listeners for a video, for example, compared to a video, you know, easily gets... five figures. This show is a personal project of mine. I do this as much for you guys who listen, tune in so loyally, and for myself. You know, originally it was to record conversations with my late mother, and those recordings are now so precious to me. But now I'm just talking to you guys myself. Maybe sometimes I might rope somebody in, but still, I think it's amazing. I think in 5-10 years time, if you're going to jump back and listen. I mean, some of my earliest podcasts in 2005, you know, those comedy ones are still being listened to, right? And people refer to them very often. You know, they reference Tung My Car, they reference the Bar Chor Mee podcast. And this stuff is not yesterday, you know, it's 2005, 2006. So this means that there's a longevity that you do not, you know, plan for. You don't realize that this stuff might take a life of its own. And this is 2022. So that means some of these episodes took place, you know, how many years ago? 2005? Come on. Quick math. 17 years ago. 17 years ago. That's an entire teenager right there. Right? An entire teenager's worth, you know, has gone by. Somebody born. Okay, 2005, my youngest one was born. See? O level already. So when Joy was born, there was a podcast that people listened to, and to this day, people still talk about it and remember that podcast. So in another 17 years or 16 years, this episode today, or whatever I'm recording during the pandemic, the last two years, will be listened to and talked about too. May or may not, right? And it's just mind-blowing to me. Again, like I said, I'm not doing this for the money. It's a personal project of mine. I do this because I think there's something intimate and meaningful about having conversations and recording these thoughts in an audio format. Yeah, I can do the video style thing. I might one day, but it's very different from this audio format, which I enjoy doing with you guys. You know, it's very intimate. I don't need to set up a camera. You don't have to look at me wearing my pajamas sitting in my kitchen. You know it's me, right? Talking to your ear or your speakers if you are old school. So this is why I enjoy doing this stuff. You know, I come back to it even though I was so burned out. I had to take a break. I think it was a 3-month break. And I enjoy this more, as much as maybe sometimes even more than doing funny videos now. Funny, right? Yeah, one day a sponsor might come on board, who knows? I don't know. Might pay for a message during the show, and I hope I don't do it in a way that's intrusive. But whatever it is, this is, you know, a project that I'm very proud of, and I enjoy talking to you guys. Even though I have to hang towels across my kitchen. Joy was asking me about that just now, and she said, you know, it'd be nice when your new office is set up, the home office that you're building is set up. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah. That'd be nice. I mean, I could also record in the office studio, which I've not stepped into for a while. But that's different, right? Unless I live in the office, which I used to do. I used to like stay very late, you know, prior to COVID-19. I won't be able to record in that studio. That's daytime office hours kind of an environment. I'll have to find a way of recording in the home if I'm going to do this thing every day. That's what I think. So yeah, when the new home studio is done, that'll be nice. But I do enjoy sitting in the kitchen. Yeah, it's also nice in its own way. So yeah, thanks for listening. Talk to you guys tomorrow.